Dr. Lovejoy's research is primarily about biodiversity in the Amazon, but his discoveries regarding deforestation and its effects on climate change can be applied to the Roaring Fork Valley, too. As the Forest Program Director at ACES, Jamie Warner conducts an annual health report on our local forests.
Locally here in Aspen, especially looking at our high elevation spruce fir forests, those ones are really sensitive to changes in climate. And under the worst case scenario, we could lose up to 90% of our high elevation subalpine forests.
Losing trees through climate change across the Elk Mountains would create a feedback loop, exponentially wiping out the current flora species in the valley. Once there are fewer trees to absorb carbon in the atmosphere, the entire region will get warmer.
And under the best case scenario, Aspen's forest would absorb 33% less carbon in 2080 than they do today. But under the worst case, that number drops to an 81% reduction in carbon intake. So that's like the equivalent of putting 200 more cars on the road in the Roaring Fork Valley every day.
Lovejoy is a professor at George Mason University and a fellow at the National Geographic Society for Conservation. His decades of research reveal that when forests are fragmented, species are no longer able to travel in their habitat and die off. Lovejoy suggests, though, that the problem and solution are one and the same. Increasing forest growth can help protect the planet from detrimental global warming.
If there is a concerted effort at scale and restoration, all that CO2 potentially could be taken back out of the atmosphere before it traps the radiant heat and creates maybe totally half a degree of climate change. So if we can avoid half a degree, that's really significant.
Lovejoy's talk, The Land of Cinnamon and Gold, will cover his three decades of research in the Amazon and looks ahead to what humans can do to mitigate a rapidly shifting climate. The lecture begins at 6:30 at Pepke Auditorium. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.